Today I'm going to be reporting on what we found, which was a significant decline in reported cases of gonorrhea and chlamydia following discontinuation of a male screening program in a large county jail. A little bit of background. Cook County Jail is the largest single-site pre-trial detention facility in the United States. It serves Cook County, Illinois, in which Chicago resides, and Cook County, Illinois has about 11 million people in it. Daily admissions to the jail exceeds 350 people. On any given day, about 11,000 detainees are present inside the jail. On an annual census, there are over 100,000 detainees that cycle in through the jail. And as we know, with many jails located in urban areas, the turnaround time, the cycling in and out of detainees is pretty rapid. The average time that a detainee will spend in the jail is roughly 72 hours. So it's essentially a revolving door, and it offers an opportunity for a screening intervention to take place, as was discussed in the last two presentations. In particular, I just want to point out that Cook County Jail, because of its size, because of its magnitude, it can make a big difference when the screening program is in place. So here's a picture of the Cook County Jail facility. It exists on a 100-acre campus with multiple divisions. The two taller buildings are the court, criminal courts buildings. The rest are different divisions and detention facilities. This is an older photo, if I recall, and it's a parking lot, I believe. In this parking lot, what currently stands there is Cermak Health Services. Cermak Health Services is the is part of the County Bureau of Health, which operates the health services and delivers the health services in the jail. And the main central Cermak building houses the all the medical facilities, the outpatient clinics, the emergency rooms, the emergency departments for the facility itself, and it serves as a central place of medical operations. And again, Cermak Health Services again is operated by the Cook County Bureau of Health. Jail screening services in particular has traditionally in Chicago been a collaborative adventure. We believe that collaboration is the only way to make it work. Knowing the operations of a jail in particular, there are competing forces at play. There is a first and primary mandate for the facility is corrections. And so the primary focus of the corrections officers is detention, right? It's not health services. There's only one population in the United States that's guaranteed health care, and that's the incarcerated population. So by mandate, incarcerated individuals have to be afforded medical care, but not necessarily preventative care. And I think that's a very important distinction. That's a role that public health can play to fill in gaps. So we do try to work very collaboratively with all partners to deliver services together. Okay, thank you very much. Technical enhancements. Okay. So as part of the background as well, I want to present the number of STDs reported in the Cook County Jail from 2001 to 2005. 2001 numbers are slightly skewed due to underreporting and due to data issues. And in 2002, the numbers went up because a universal screening program was implemented where all detainees were screened. And so it yielded over 3,500 chlamydia cases, almost 1,500 gonorrhea cases, and syphilis cases actually throughout this time period have been very steady. It was all detainees would receive a blood draw for syphilis, and it yielded 94 new cases of syphilis, most of which were late cases, latent asymptomatic cases. However, in 2003, an important event happened, which was the discontinuation of universal male screening from the previous year, primarily due to budget cuts. Okay? It was an issue of who would pay for the tests. So male screening was ceased. However, female screening continued during this time period. And then in September 2005, the jail started targeted screening of men 35 years and under. That was based on the data that was presented in 2002, showing high enough prevalence in the 35 years and under group to warrant routine screening. And to give you a little flavor of the estimate of the yield of some of these tests, in 2000, when universal testing continued, there were over 15,000 gonorrhea and chlamydia tests performed among women that showed a positivity rate of chlamydia of almost 8%, 4.6% positivity rate for gonorrhea. And in men, with over 90,000 tests performed, it showed a positivity rate of 4.8%, almost 5% in chlamydia in men and 1.6% for gonorrhea. Syphilis prevalence was lower in the population, 3.6% prevalence in women and 1% prevalence in men. So, again, just as a recap, prior to April 2003, Cook County Jail offered universal screening for chlamydia and gonorrhea for all male detainees. There was a high acceptance rate of this test. More than 85% of the detainees accepted the screening. It was delivered using urethral swabs. However, after April 2003, Cook County Jail stopped the universal screening due to lack of funding and continued testing for chlamydia and gonorrhea for only symptomatic male detainees, which is different from screening. There's screening is for asymptomatic and testing for the symptomatics. So the testing that was conducted only on males only consisted of symptomatic disease. So our objectives with all these changes that were going on were to evaluate the impact of discontinuing a universal male STD screening program in a large county jail. Our methods were that we analyzed surveillance data from the reported morbidity for gonorrhea and chlamydia to the city health department, and we compared the number of reported chlamydia and gonorrhea cases during the 12-month period before discontinuation of services and the 12-month period afterwards. And then we looked at the impact that had on citywide morbidity. And this is what we found. So in the period before screening services were started, citywide there were over 24,800 cases of chlamydia among men reported. Oh, no, total 24,000 cases total. Afterwards, there were 22,000 cases, representing a 9% drop. This is representing both male and female cases. Cases among men dropped substantially, dropping from 7,900, almost 8,000, down to over 5,000, representing a 33% drop in male cases that were reported in Chicago. When we looked at cases that were identified in the jail identified over 3,300 cases before screening services were stopped, and then when screening services ended, they found 277 cases, representing a 91.6% decline in chlamydia reported from the jail. For gonorrhea, a similar picture exists. We experienced a 12% decline in morbidity among all Chicago cases for gonorrhea, a 19% drop in male cases that was reported during this 12-month period of evaluation, and over a 90% drop in reported gonorrhea cases from the jail. And as we look graphically at the total number of cases of declines of before and after, this is what we see, which is pretty substantial. Graphically. And when you plot it out on the maps, looking where we geocoded the actual cases based on zip codes and addresses of what was available to us. It doesn't certainly doesn't have to capture everything. Graphically, it's pretty dramatic. Red represents gonorrhea cases. Blue represents chlamydia cases that were identified from the Cook County Jail before, during the 12-month period before screening services were discontinued for men. And then afterwards, you can see the dramatic decline in the number of cases. Just because the dots doesn't appear on the screen doesn't mean the cases are absent from the community. We believe it's still there. It's just not getting detected. We saw a substantial drop in an impact in citywide morbidity reporting throughout this time period, with overall declines in gonorrhea and chlamydia reported. So we conclude that corrections-based STD screening programs are effective at identifying individuals at risk for STDs, and we experienced significant declines in reported male and gonorrhea and chlamydia cases following the discontinuation of the screening program. I wanted to also provide an update from the numbers, because when we did this evaluation in 2005 and 2006, we looked at the numbers, and again, I think history has a way of repeating itself, and I think because of the challenges of funding all over the place, including the city, including the county, including the federal government, I think jail services have been impacted. And so I present an update of different jail screening activities around gonorrhea and chlamydia and syphilis from 2001 to 2007. So picking up where we left off in 2003, when gonorrhea and chlamydia, the universal male screening program was discontinued in 2003, it was until 2005 that targeted STD screening began for men 35 years and under, and we saw an increase in the number of cases of both chlamydia and gonorrhea identified. Again, syphilis testing was consistently applied throughout 2001, 2005, and up through the half year of 2006. However, during 2006, it was identified that there were problems emerging with the county budget, and the STD screening program was at risk, and that's when the personnel who was working at the jail were released, terminated from their positions, and we lost a lot of colleagues. And what happened to the program in 2007 was that the STD screening program was discontinued completely for screening. Symptomatic patients would still get services as per mandate with testing services. However, screening programs were eliminated. However, and that also goes for the syphilis screening programs, because prior to it, it was a very robust program with over 90,000 tests performed annually. And you could see that during the period of time when over 90,000 tests are performed for syphilis, we identified approximately 100 cases of syphilis annually. 2007 to date, so far, preliminary data indicates that we've only had 23 cases of syphilis reported from the Cook County Jail. And similarly, you can see a tenfold decline in reported chlamydia and a fourfold decline in reported gonorrhea. There is hope. There's good news in this. Okay? We've committed to partnering with the very dedicated individuals who work at the jail. And it is it's a challenging place to work because of the challenge and the balance between corrections and the healthcare mission, as well as the public health opportunity that exists. In October 2007, we started the STD screening program in the emergency department instead of at intake. And so we were able to utilize and plan in public health staff who would perform the screening on a voluntary basis. And there were significant legal cases during this time that impacted screening services, namely a jail and accusing individuals at the jail for instituting a program that applied painful male urethral swabs against people's wills. So the county took this to court, and actually there were three lawsuits that had to be fought. The final lawsuit was settled out of court. The county still stood behind an active, robust, good screening program as representing public health practice. However, they paid out $4.4 million to the individuals in the class action lawsuit. So from this point on forward, screening is not performed at intake. Instead, it's performed in the emergency department with written consent, written and verbal consent with education and pre-test counseling. So I would like to thank and acknowledge my co-authors on this paper. I think this is an important contribution to the literature as it documents important declines that can happen when a screening program is ceased. And we do encourage and support continued screening efforts nationwide and in this county. Thank you.